Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, September 25th, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported that Catherine Hall's death was ruled a death due to misadventure following an inquest by an 8-member jury. She resided at West Berry Road, St. Michael, and was one of the 4 occupants of the motor car registration number X697, which had overturned about 6:30 p.m. along Darrell's Hill Road, St. George. The vehicle, a left-hand drive, was owned by Mrs. C.A. Copping and driven by Mr. Milton Gibson. On that dreadful day, the Hall family went on an excursion, leaving Oystens around 12:30 p.m. and heading to Crane Beach. After a few hours there, they drove to St. Joseph. On leaving Bathsheba, they stopped at a shop along Horse Hill, where Handel and his wife, Ina Hall, enjoyed libations. Milton, in his evidence, deposed that he followed the others into the shop, but did not drink. After leaving the shop to make their way home, and as they were approaching a curve along Darrell's Hill, Milton encountered the vehicle M2082, which was driving towards him on the offside with bright lights. He swerved immediately to avoid collision. As fate would have it, the front left tire blew out at the same time. Milton lost control, veered to the left, straight towards a telephone pole. He narrowly escaped hitting the pole and grazed the sidewalk instead. Catherine, who was in the front seat, began tugging at the door to escape. In a hall, Catherine's daughter-in-law stated that after the driver missed the pole, Catherine's door opened and she fell out. The vehicle traveled a short distance and overturned. Corporal Elton Walters from District A Police Station expressed that he arrived about 7:10 p.m. to see the motor car X697 lying on its right side in the left gutter facing Hothersill Turning. At a distance of 30 feet 10 inches from the rear of the car, he saw a blood stain about 6 feet from the gutter where Catherine had fell out. She was taken to the General Hospital, where sadly, she died. The verdict of death due to misadventure was reported in the Barbados Advocate on this day, September 25th, 1951.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.